ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन न पतंजलि शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्य परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्य येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदीं। नमो नमः। सिद्धिस्साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जान्वी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्धनी शशिनकला। नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक। लेट अस कंटिन्यू विथ अवर हितोपदेश। वी आर इन द प्रीफेस ऑफ हितोपदेश, वर्स नंबर 32। यथा ह्येकेन चक्रेण नरथस्य गतिर्भवेत् तथा पुरुषाकारेण और तथा पुरुषाकारेण नडाकार पुरुषकारेण तथा पुरुषकारेण विना दैवं न सिद्ध्यति। So you should be getting the verses now. At least starting to get the verses. Let us do the padachheda. Yatha hi ekena chakrena na रथस्य गतिः भवेत्। सो व्हेनेवर यू हैव यथा यू विल हैव तथा। सो वन बुक हैज एवं, सो तथा तथा और एवं, जस्ट लाइक दैट। पुरुष कारेण विना दैवं न सिद्ध्यति। ओके, सो यू आस्क हाउ मेनी स्टेटमेंट्स आर देयर। इट इज देयर आर टू वाक्यस बिकॉज देयर आर टू वर्ब्स भवेत एंड सिद्ध्यति। That is one thing. The second thing is to notice that yatha and tatha connects the two. So just like, as like this, so also like this. Or just in the, less like in the manner, in the same manner. So they are two things that are being sort of connected to each other. He's giving you an example and then saying the reality is like what has been quoted in the example. And so forth. So that is the yatha tatha. So yatha tatha. So let us do the sandhi rules between them. Yatha hi ekena. You see the yan sandhi, ikara getting yan adesha. Hya hi ekena becomes hi ekena. Chakrena na rathasya gati hi bhavet. So we said hi ekena. Okay. So here it will be yan sandhi. Hi ekena becomes hyekena. Okay, similarly gatihi bhavet. Okay, so to start with it is gatis bhavet, and that becomes the rutva adesha gatihi Gatir ru bhavet. But there is no rule to make it utva, because to make it utva, you need an akara preceding. So that is not there. There is no rule to make it into yakara, because yakara also requires avarna purva. So that doesn't happen. To make it into visarga, you need a khar to follow or an avasana to follow. So bhakara is neither khar nor avasana, not a pause. So the refa remains refa. So gatir bhavet. Okay, so that is the scenario. Now yatha tatha. Yatha means yatha. Yatha means just in the manner. Yena prakarena. Yatha means yena prakarena. In just like in the manner. Yatha. Yatha is an indeclinable. Yatha is an indeclinable. So just like, just as. So also. Just as, so also. So yatha hi ekena. He is also an indeclinable. So these yatha, yatha is an indeclinable because it comes from yad pratipatikam, by the way. Yad pratipatikam, and that gets a pratyaya called thal. Becomes ya plus tha becomes yatha. Prakara vachane thal. So this yatha is an indeclinable. Similarly, he is also an indeclinable. He means indeed. Okay. He means indeed. So indeed, ekena chakrena. So one is substantive, the other is adjective. Okay. The numbers, right? The ordinals, right? Ekaha, eka dvi, trini, right? So some of these ordinals, which is ek, one, two, and three, they are actually declined. Okay, declined like gender wise. Okay, all ordinals are declined, but ekena, ekaha is declined like masculine, eka, or feminine, depending on what it is an adjective to. So chakra means what do you call it? Chakra means it is the wheel. Ratha means a chariot, so this is a wheel of a chariot. Okay, chakra, and this chakra, eka chakra. Chakra will be neuter, so it is chakram. I think. Let me just verify. It's not chakraha. Okay, it is chakra. 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 There's a pumsi pumlinga, but there's a napumsakalingam. Chakram. So chakram. So the third case for that is chakrena. So chakrena is instrumental. So neuter. Instrumental singular of pratipadikam chakra. Okay, so nominative will be chakram. Napumsakalinga. So chakrena. So chakrena means by the wheel. Okay, ekena is also neuter nominative singular of pratipadikam eka. Okay. By the one. So it is together, it will become by the one wheel. Yatha hi ekena chakrena ratasya is masculine genitive singular from pratipatikam ratha, means of the chariot. How do you know of the chariot? Because of sixth case. Sixth case is the one which is relative pronoun of the chariot. So by one wheel of the chariot. Okay, ratasya. Or we will see how do we get it into the meaning. It can be by one wheel of the chariot, or it could be the movement of the chariot. How do we know movement? Because gatihi. Gatihi. Gatihi is Gatihi is feminine nominative singular of Pratipadikam. Pratipadikam Gati, which means movement. Okay. So you, it is derived from Dhatu Gam. Gam Dhatu can mean Ganta. Ganta is means Pratipadikam Gantri, which means the one who goes. Or it could mean, or you could have some other pratyaya added to it. Gam Dhatu can add another pratyaya called lute, which is bhave. And that will make it gamana, gam plus ana, gamanam. Gamanam means going or movement. So gati is gam dhatu, is added a pratyaya called kthin. Okay, pratyaya called kthin. Remember I told you, I've given you a book. You can always look up the book and to find out what that pratyaya actually means. The kthin pratyaya is a krut pratyaya. Kthin pratyaya is a krut pratyaya. And also it is bhave krut. Bhave krut means it signifies the action. The word that after the kthin has been added, the word signifies the action. Okay, and this is always feminine. So gum plus kthin becomes gum plus kthi. Gum plus kthi. And then makara gets dropped and becomes gati. And it's feminine, it will be declined like mati. Gatihi. Okay, similar words are matihi, man plus kthin becomes matihi, buddhihi, buddhu plus kthin becomes buddhihi. These are similar words, all kthin pratyaya. Okay, buddhi means the thinking capability, ability to think. The thinking is buddhi. Okay, and matihi is also. The mentation is matihi. Gatihi is movement. Bhavet. Okay. Bhavet. Okay. Bhavet is derived from Bhudhatu. Bhudhatu Vidhiling. Okay. So just for people who know about this, Bhu plus Shap plus Thi. Bhu plus A plus T.
Plus... I have a question.
Yeah, 1 second. Let me just wrap this up. Bhu plus A plus T. Okay. Bho plus A plus T. Bhav A plus T. And you get a idagama here. Idagama. So it becomes Bhav Et. Bhavet. Just give me 1 second. Bhavet. Bhavetam. Bhaveyuhu. Bhavehe. Bhavetam. Bhaveta. Bhavet. Bhavetam. Bhaveyuhu. Bhavehe. Bhavetam. Bhaveta. Then it is... One second. Why am I getting this doubt? Okay. So here it is yam. Bhaveyam. Bhaveva. Bhavema. So this is your ling lakara. Parasmay padam of Bhudhatu. Okay, Bhavet. One second, okay. And then ling lakara. So prathama purusha, purusha, ekavachanam, okay, vidhiling is bhavet. Yeah, go ahead. What is the question?
I understand the gat, the ktin pratyaya for gati and mati. How would one figure it out that it's a thing pratyaya for buddhi?
Yeah, that is where some vyakarana rules, right? Because what will happen is that we generally know that buddhir, so how do you know it is buddhir? Because over practice you will know. Oh no, it is not buddhir bodhane. It is buddha avagamane. Oh, is it buddha avagamane or is it buddhir bodhane? So there also there are multiple dhatus. Vadi said dhatu, another divadi anit dhatu, right? So this one actually comes from buddha avagamane. So this buddha avagamane, when you study this dhatu, right, you will study all the forms. Bodhati, bodhataha, bodhanti, bodhasi, bodhataha, bodhataha, bodhami, bodhavaha, bodhamaha, right? So you will study all these forms. Then you will study various other aspects of the buddha dhatu also. In the karmani prayoga, how will the forms be? Buddhyate, buddhyati, right? There's a fourth gana dhatu, buddhyati, ktin, buddhyati, right? Bodhati, and then bubodha, right? That type of a usage also. And then karmani prayoga, buddhyate. So, and then you also know, oh, buddha comes from there. So how does buddha come? So when you do this, all these derivations, right? You will find at the time the kta is also buddha. The kta pratyaya. The takara becomes dakara, dakara becomes dakara, and all those things they happen. There are rules for those. But unless you know the rules, you don't know. That is why you have to learn like this. That okay, yeah, buddhi also is in the same way. Okay. So to answer your question, yes, there is no easy way to know it. But now you know about it, right? A few more times when you look at it, you will know about it. But now you have introduced you to Ktin Pratyaya.
Thanks.
Okay. So having introduced to Ktin Pratyaya, you can go back and look into the Ktin Pratyaya usages, right? On your own. Whenever you have time, you can go back and look up the Ktin Pratyaya usages. And then for every dhatu, you will need to find out what is the Ktin Pratyaya usage. Okay. Every dhatu will have a ktin pratyaya usage, because ktin pratyaya means it is the action itself. Okay, that type of scenario will come. And when you start looking at all these ktin pratyaya usage, right, and then you will realize, oh, this is how the usages are. Okay, let me find out for you. I am looking up a table here. 214. Okay, so I have a table here, not example table. You know, so the bhi dhatu is bhiti. Vap dhatu is uptihi. Gam dhatu gati. Ram dhatu rati. Han dhatu hati, nam dhatu natihi, okay, vaj dhatu uktihi, okay, swap dhatu suptihi, before aap dhatu praptihi, deep dhatu deeptihi, so sru dhatu prasruti, pa dhatu pitihi, gup dhatu guptihi. So you see there is a similarity between all these usages, right? So why am I telling you that is that you will find that these similar usages, once you know them, nu dhatu nutihi, ing dhatu adhitihi, shuddh dhatu shuddhihi, vrudh dhatu vruddhihi, drush dhatu drushtihi, siddh dhatu siddhihi. So you look at siddhihi, shuddhihi, right, drushtihi. There are differences in the forms, but siddhihi. Similarly, buddh dhatu, buddhihi. So that type of usage will come. after some time, you know, you will be surprised how familiar you will be. Because, for example, the house that you are living in, right? When you first came in, you don't know which room is where. Okay. Unless you have designed the home. I'm just giving an example, just trying to come up with an example, right? It is the familiarity of it, right? You look at it a couple of times again and again, and that's when you will know. Hopefully. Did I answer your question?
Thank you.
Yeah. It is the familiarity. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No. You know, in this Bhu plus Vidhiling, that line that you're showing, Bhu plus A plus Ti, I understood, but Bhu plus A plus It, how did that
Yeah, proceed? Since we are not doing the sutras here, okay.
Yeah.
There is Linga Siyut. The sutra is Linga Siyut. Linga Siyut. Okay. Linga Siyut. One second. I'll give you. So, Linga Siyut. Linga Siyut. Linga Siyut, that is because of the thing 3, 4, 1, or 2. Okay, that brings in Siya Adesha. And that Siya Adesha becomes Iya. Okay. And that Iya becomes Ato Yeya. Adanta will become Dirga Ikara. So Labheta. So similarly, it is not Rasva Ikara, it is Dirga Ikara. Okay, so the sutra is Linga Siyut. 3, 4, 1, or 2.
Oh, how do you again, remember all of this?
Yeah, we are not doing. I'm sorry.
How do you remember all of this?
Practice, right? I was just telling you, right? The room that you have not entered in, you don't know before. But after you go in there for a few times, right? Now, right now, you can actually close your eyes and say, okay, in what orientation is the ashram hall? Which is, where is the dining table, where is what, right? You can close your eyes and say. It is just like that. It's how do you know? It's just you look at it again and again and you know it. That's it. But if you don't take the effort to look at it for the first time, then you will not look at it second time, right? So once you start looking at it, you know it.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a magic bullet, I don't have one, okay? There is no other magic.
Yeah, it's not covered in Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi, right?
Which one?
Linga Siyut.
It is there. Lagu Siddhanta.
Yeah. In
In the Bhavadi Prakarnam, it is there. 3, 4, 1, or 2. Linga Siyut is there. Linga Siyut. Ato Yeya also. Linga Siyut Ato Yeya. Okay.
So, one more question.
Right.
In the Vakya Bhave, you know, when we are using that, it has a different meaning than Bhave that is used here when he was saying it signifies the
action.
Bhave Krut is something different, right?
So Bhave Krut pratyas Krut pratyas are Kartari Krut generally. Bhave Krut is not a sutra, right? The Kthin pratyaya is Bhave. Kthin pratyaya is Bhave. Okay. So the Kthin pratyaya is Striyam Kthin. Striyam. Striyam Kthin. One second. Okay, 3394. The Striyam Kthin, let me just tell you, show you. So the sutra is Striyam Kthin. It gets the anuvritti of Bhave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, akartari cha karake sanyayam and bhave striyam, and that is a type of a pratyaya, skrut pratyaya. Yeah, so something you need to know. You don't need to know everything, but at least see. I think I remembered because of the practice, right? I remembered it is feminine because of striyam. I know the pratyaya is ktin. I know it is a krut pratyaya, right?
Oh,
you know, okay. Pratyaya parascha, we also know it follows a dhatu.
Oh,
and also bhave. So major part is covered now.
Right?
And then look at the krutihi, chitihi, matihi. These are the examples. Aptihi, ruddihi, deeptihi, srastihi, dvastihi, labdihi. Right? These are stutihi, glani. What about these? These are different words. Right? So these ktin pratyas are there. So that is what the usage is. So over a period of time, you'll get it. Anyway, we have not looked at krut pratyas in detail here also in this class, right? We have just started off. Last time we mentioned something about kta, the passive past participle. This type of pratyaya ktin is like lyut, is also bhava. So gatihi and gamanam will mean same thing. The same thing will be gamanam and gatihi. They will mean the same thing. How do we say that? You look it up. Look up a dictionary. Okay. And see gatihi. When you look up dictionary for gatihi, right? Gati. It will say motion, going, moving. You see? Okay. That is the gati. That is the gati, which is the action, right? Going to, reaching, obtaining. Gatihi. Avagatihi. Avagatihi is knowledge. Right, gaining knowledge is avagatihi, right? So gatihi, there are multiple meanings, but the main meaning that gatihi is going, moving, right? The motion in general. So to go is gam dhatu. Gatihi is the action, which is going, moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You follow? So that means that this is bhava. Bhava in Sanskritam, in the language, in the Shabda Shastra, bhava means the action itself. Okay.
Oh.
The action itself. Here it is bhava. In Sanskrit, I mean grammar, whenever you see, don't confuse this with the general word bhava. The bhava is what you get in your heart, the feeling that you get in your heart, which is different. Okay. The bhava here in Vyakarana or in Sanskritam grammar, whenever we talk about bhava, it is always action. When we say bhave prayoga, that means the prayoga of the sentence is denoting the action. Okay, that is the bhave vakya prayoga. Okay. Similarly, gamanam. So gamanam, again, going, moving, you see that?
Yeah. See?
Okay. So gamanam is also bhave prayoga, by the way. That lyut, which I said, pratyaya lyut, is also bhave. It's also krut pratyaya. So the same word gamanam, which means going. Gamanam, okay. There are a lot of lyut usages like that, okay. Karanam is also same thing. Vadanam, you see, vadanam. Vad means to say. Vadanam means his talking.
To speak.
Speaking, yeah. I'm just saying vad is to talk. If it's to talk or to speak, then vadanam is speaking.
Okay.
So similarly, gam is to go. Then gamanam means going. The action of going.
Okay.
That is the bhava.
Yeah,
ktin pratyaya. Yeah,
that
also
is a good explanation because I was confused with bhave and krut. I was just saying like, how can it be?
So but now krut is actually a grammatical term. Okay, so krut pratyaya is also a grammatical term. Why is it that term? Because there are some krut related grammatical actions that are mandated. That's why we say it's a krut pratyaya. So then all the krut related actions are mandated. Okay. So similarly, gamanam is also krut pratyaya. Lyut is a krut pratyaya, but that's a bhave lyut. So bhave lyut, gamanam means going, movement. As I said, going, movement, action, gait, right? That is how you look at it. So from the same word to go, okay, if it was bhudhatu, what it would have been? It would have become bhavanam. Okay, you follow?
Yeah.
To nam dhatu, namanam. Vad dhatu, vadanam. Okay, so that is how Well, that is how the action, you're talking about the action itself, speaking, bowing, to being, bhavanam, being, right? Going, gamanam. The same thing can be brought in by the ktin pratyaya. When you add the ktin pratyaya is added to bring in this type of meaning. And the meaning could be what? Would be the same. It's referring to the action. Striyam ktin. Remember that ktin pratyaya, whenever you add it, the resultant form, okay, will always be in the feminine. After the krut pratyaya is added. It's declined like feminine. Okay. So to choose. Okay. It is same as chayana. Chi is to collect and to choose. So chayanam. The same as chitihi. You follow? Shak will be shaktihi. Bhaj will be bhaktihi. These are all ktin pratyaya, by the way. Bhaj bhaktihi, shak shaktihi, shud shuddhihi. These are all ktin pratyas. Budh buddhihi, vrud vruddhihi. Okay. Growth is vruddhihi. Okay with the usage? Okay. So now what we are saying is that.
Yes, so thank you.
Yeah. So gamanam is the going, right? Going of what? The movement. Movement of what? Movement of the chariot. So the gatihi, rathasya gatihi. Rathasya gatihi, bhavet, then na, there's a na there. Na is a negation is there. You bring that negation and bring it and keep it after, before the verb. So your yatha, the anvaya, yatha, hi, just like, indeed, just like, okay. Just as ekena chakrena rathasya gatihi na bhavet. Okay, now you tell the meaning. Just like, how will the meaning be? Just as a chariot cannot move with one wheel. Just as, I'm just translating it, I'm giving it verbatim from the book here, okay? Just as a chariot cannot move with one wheel. Okay. Now, the literal it's meaning not, would be.
Is it not by one wheel?
So, by or with is one the same, right? You don't have to be, you don't have to be very, what do you call it? Very particular about it. Okay. So, by one wheel or with one wheel, right? But that by or with is what is bringing in the third case. Where the wheel is the karna. Wheel is the karna. Karna means it is the means for performing the action. What is the action here?
Gati.
No, here the action of the sentence is bhavet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, ekena chakrena na bhavet. Okay. Rathasya gatihi na bhavet. What is gatihi? Gatihi is actually nominative singular. Okay. So, now let us see grammatically how it works. Grammatically how it bhavet. Okay. Bhavet. Bhavet means what? In this case, you know, happen doesn't happen, right? Happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bhavet. Is should happen. Okay, that type of ling lakara has got that scenario where it brings in, you know, vidhi nimantrana amantrana adhishta samprashna prarthaneshu ling. Okay, so it is saying that it doesn't happen. What doesn't happen? Doesn't happen means it should not happen or it doesn't happen. Because you're saying doesn't happen, you bring in the na bhavet. That means not happen, not happen, should not happen. Okay, so what does not happen when you ask the gatihi. Question? What does so gatihi na bhavet. So this is your karta and kriya. Karta is gatihi. Okay, you will say how is karta gatihi? Okay, it is bhave prayoga. No, bhave prayoga is when you're looking at the shabda gati. But when you're looking at the action, bhutatu should not happen. Means will not happen. What will not happen? The movement will not happen. You follow? Gati hi na bhavet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Movement will not happen. Okay. Then you will ask the question, whose movement? Then in that case, whenever you are connecting one noun, gati hi, with another noun, ratha, that's when you bring in the sixth case. Okay. So yeah. Rathasya. So then you can say, rathasya gati hi na bhavet. You follow? The yep. movement of the chariot does not happen. Now your question comes, how? So by what? Okay. So by then, but by is basically by the wheel. Okay, but you know, chariot moves by the wheel. Then he says, no, ekena chakrena. By one wheel or with one wheel, the chariot. The movement of the chariot does not happen. Okay. This is our translation. By, okay. Just like yathahi. And he, I will make it as indeed. Indeed. Now, this is our translation, okay? Because this is literal translation. Just like with one wheel, the movement of chariot. Movement of chariot, okay, should not happen. You follow? That is a literal translation. Okay, indeed, he just like in the manner or yatha with one ekena wheel chakrena with is the tritiya. The movement gatihi of chariot rathasya should not is na should happen bhavet.
Second,
Kalpeshri, a question.
Yes.
If you convert the bhavet and replace it with bhavatu, how would you rewrite the sentence?
So bhavatu also is fine because vidhi nimantrana amantrana adishta samprashna prarthaneshu ling. Okay. That is how the sutra says. That you can use in these scenarios, you can use the ling lakara. Okay. Then the next statement he says lotcha. Lot also can be used in all these meanings. Okay. So there is a subtle difference between ling and lot. Make sense? Okay, let us discuss that right now. We have not discussed this in good detail. Okay, let us discuss the lot lakara. And let us also discuss the vidhiling lakara. Okay, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are these lakaras? There are 10 lakaras. Lung, ling, lung, sorry, lut, lut, lit, lut, lut, late, lot, lung, ling, lung, lrung. There are 10 lakaras. Okay. Now for people who have just joined this class, I don't want to scare you. We have gone through all these lakaras earlier. Okay. And there we have said that there are these 6 tenses and 4 moods. Okay. We just said it in that sense. Okay. 6 tenses and 4 moods. Then we said, oh, there are 6 tenses and 4 moods. Now, what are these tenses? What are these moods? And we said that, you know, hey, that there is one present tense. There are these 3 types of past tense and two types of. Do you remember all that discussion we had?
I do remember.
Yes.
Yeah, Shabda Manjari. So when you look up Shabda Manjari, yeah.
Prastavana.
That is why. Yeah. The good thing about these books is that you know you have them handy, right? And that way, you can always go back and look at it. Okay. So I'm just going to pull that up for you. Okay. It starts with, you know, chatvara prakarabodhakaha and shat kalavachakaha. Do you remember that discussion? Of course, we had that. Okay. And in that discussion, we had this discussion. Okay, that there are 2,200 roots, and then each of these are 10 lakaras, of which there are 6 tenses and 4 moods, right? So, lat is vartamana, anadityane bhute, bhute, paroksha bhute, anadityane vishaye, and then lut was this vishaye, bhavishya. These two are bhavishya. These three are all bhuta, past tense, and there's only one present tense, right? Then we said that there are 4 types of moods. These 4 types of moods are lot, vidhiling, ashirling, and lrang. Okay. So these are the 4 types of moods. So first mood is lot lakara. Lot lakara is an imperative mood. Okay, with this, remember this one? Okay, let us discuss about this lot lakara. So these lakaras, they have multiple meanings. They need not have only one meaning. Oh, this is the meaning, and that is the only meaning in which I'm going to use the lakara. Okay. There could be multiple meanings in which the lakaras can be used. So we know that there are 6 tenses and 4 moods. Right? So in that scenario, you have this lot lakara. One second. Just give me a second. So it need not be only those statements. Like even after studying some Vyakarana for some while, you will suddenly find some usages which are different from what you have used. Okay. What you have seen, and then be ready for it, okay? Because there'll be some usages and peculiar usages also in which specific lakaras will be used, okay? And in that usage, the lakara may not mean what you think that it meant earlier, okay? So I'm trying to bring in the lot lakara. One second, okay.
Would it make a difference between should not happen to it will happen? Or I mean, does no, it make see, it imperative?
No. That is too simplistic an answer. Okay. I think what you're looking at is a simple difference between the two, but I'm going to take this opportunity to explain you the lakaras in more detail.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Just give me a minute, okay? So that I get everything in order here. One second, okay. I think the reason why I want to look it up in this book is because I can quote multiple examples for you. Sorry. I thought this book has got all the answers, but this book actually just says it's potential and imperfect, and this continues. Okay, I think there's another book that I need to fish out to give you a lot of examples. Okay, anyway, let us look at from our perspective, right? What are we looking at? So we know, I told you that there are four of them that you need to know right now. The other lakaras you can look at it little later. And the four lakaras that you need to know first of all are lat, lot, okay, vidhiling, okay, and lung. Right? These are most very frequently used lakaras. Lat, lot, vidhiling, and lung. But doesn't mean, and these are the easier to understand because the formations are easier. Okay. So, for example, lat will be bhavati, lot will be bhavatu, vidhiling will be bhavet, okay, lung will be abhavat. Okay, then what remains is basically lit, lut, lut, okay, lung, ling, ashirling. Okay, ashirling and lrung. Right? Ashirling and lrung. So these are some of the lakaras where the formations are a little bit different. Different in the sense there are some more complications in how they are derived and what is the form that you get, right? And I'll give you an example here so that you know. Okay. So lit will be like, you know, and we are doing only Prathama Purusha Ekvachanam. Okay. Babhuva. You see the difference? Bhu becomes Babhuva. The lut becomes Bhavita. Okay. Bhavita. You get the dikar. Bhavita, Bhavitaro, Bhavitaraha. Right. Then the root becomes Bhavishyati. This is simpler still. Root is simpler. Bhavishyati. Okay. Then the Ashirling becomes Bhuyat. You still study it, but study it a little later. First you finish the first four. Okay. And then you get Lrung Lakara. Lrung Lakara will become Abhavishyat. Abhavishyat, Abhavishyatam, Abhavishyan, Abhavishyaha, Abhavishyatam, Abhavishyata. So these are the forms. These are the forms. A good dictionary also will show you those forms and then you are fine. Okay. Now, again, remember, for all the 2200 roots, these forms will be very similar but different. There will be some differences will be there. But there will be a pattern. And these pattern and that are there, that is what the rules of grammar do, is that they try to make this pattern and bring out for you and say, okay, these similar words they can form the similarity, and that's how the final usages are formed. Again, it's a digression. I just want to concentrate on lot. Okay. Lot, some of the meanings, and I'll give you some English meanings, right? What is the lot? Lot is called the type of a mood called imperative mood. Okay. Imperative mood, lot. It means it's imperative. If it's imperative, okay, it is used to express a command or an advice. Okay. You want to command something, right? That this is, get this, do this, right? Then in that case, in the command scenario, the lot is used, okay, to express a wish or a prayer. Okay, that is also the scenario in which, you know, I wish that you might do something, I request you and I pray, please do something like this, right? That is also lot lakara is used to express a possibility or doubt. Okay, so you want to express something, okay, then maybe it may happen, may not happen, right? Should it occurs or doesn't occur, that type of a possibility is there and you want to express that, then also imperative mood is used. Okay. It is also used with the negative ma to express prohibition. Okay. So ma means no. Okay. And ma means don't do something, right? Ma. Okay. So when you say ma means no. Okay. Ma gachatu means don't go. So when the negation is there, then also this imperative mood is used. These are the simplest cases in which the imperative mood is used. Okay. This is not all, by the way. Okay. So you take these four. Okay. Let us see how the vidhiling, right? In what meaning the vidhiling is used. One second. Try to bring it up here.
Kalpesh,
okay,
I have a question.
Yes, sure.
The negative only ma could be used, na could not, cannot be used there.
Yeah, yeah. No. Na is not the negative. When you use ma, okay. Ma is a special negative. It's called maang. Ma. Okay. So ma is that negation. That is a negation called ma that is used. When that ma negation is used, right? That time sometimes lot is brought in. Sometimes even lung is also brought. Mm. Lung, where is lung?
After. All the way in the end. Drum.
That is lung. There's a lung also, by the way.
Oh.
Let, lit, lut, lung, lung, ling, lung, and lung. Okay. Lung. Lung, the usage is abhut. Okay.
Right.
So I forgot that one, right? Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? And then there is late also. Okay. Late is actually used in Vedas. So we don't study that usually because only in Vedas late is used. Okay. Then the remaining are 10. That is because ling becomes vidhiling and ashiling. That's why you have 10 again. Okay. What is your question? So ma is used in lot. And ma is also used for lung lakara.
Mm.
Okay, sometimes with mo. Okay, so you know, karmani ma.
Ma kachit dukkha bad bhavet.
Yeah. Ma kachit dukkha bad bhavet. Right. So there, you don't have lung usage, is it?
Bhavet.
Their ling usage is there. Okay. So no, but actually that is something different. But when you have the ma which negates a particular action, right? Then ma kuru, right? Or ma bhuhu. You must have heard that. Okay. Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma mate sangostu akarmani. Ma sangaha astu. Ma astu. Right, that maastu in karmani te sangaha maastu. So there, I think lot lakara is used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you'll give me a second, I will give you the usage for the lung lakara. For the lung lakara, Klaibhyam ma smagamaha. Okay. Partha naitatva upapadyate. Chuddham hrudaya daurbalyam tyakpo uttishta parantapa. In the second adhyaya,
right.
That klaibhyam sma ma gamaha. That gamaha is actually agamaha. There, because of ma is used, you have the lung usage. Okay. So that is one example. Anyway, that's a digression. Did I answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
It is not the na. It is only with the usage with the ma. when the prohibition is done with ma, you can either bring in the lot lakara or the lung lakara. Okay, then you have the vidhiling. Vidhiling is also called as the potential. Okay, sometimes it's also called as operative. Potential or operative mood. Okay, one second. Potential or operative mood. This one, actually Panini starts with saying that vidhi, nimantrana, amantrana, adhishta, samprashna, prarthaneshu, ling. He starts with that and then he says locha. Okay. Locha. Lot also can be used in that meaning. So there in this vidhiling, operative mood, the first reason why it can be done, okay, is to express a wish or a request. Okay, you will see a lot of similarity. Okay, but see, to express an advice. Three, to express a possibility or doubt. Okay, to express probability or near future. Okay. It is also used in conditional clauses. These are the meanings that are used. Now, what happens is that if you look at this, right? Request, advice, possibility or a doubt, possibility of a doubt, right? Except for this condition, which is not exhibible here, all the conditions that are there for load are available here. Okay. So that type of a meaning is there, that the lot lakara and the vidhiling lakara, they have very, very, very similar meanings in some sense. Okay. But then one of my teacher also used to tell me, right? You know, when you're starting to learn, you see that whenever you're doing a command, right? Something that you want somebody to do, command, right? Okay, fetch me a glass of water. So then you fetch me a glass of water, you will not use ling lakara, you will use lot lakara. Okay, so that type of a scenario that you have, right? When you're giving a request or a command like that, okay? But when it is something that is, you know, rather should be done, ought to be done, right? Must be done. When you have that type of a scenario, then you use the ling lakara. Okay. So what are the meanings in which ling lakaras are used? Okay. That is what I was trying to explain. The first usage, okay, is vidhi. Vidhi means, okay, that you know, you ought to do this. It's a rule, right? And that means that, you know, it is not that oh, go get me a glass of water. Okay, it's basically when the action starts, you go and get a glass of water. Jalam bhavan anayet. Okay, so this is the time when you should be bringing the water. Okay, so the clothes should be washed. Okay, vastrani bhavan prakshalayet. Okay, so that is basically a mandate. It is basically again you're telling the person should do this, but it is, you better do this, you ought to do this. It's more like a rule type of a thing. Okay, so let us say it is more type of a rule type of a thing that you are saying, which in which the, you know, what is going to happen now, what I'm going to explain there, This is what the ling is used for. Okay, vidhi ling is used for. But then later on, you can use the same thing for lot also. So again, that confusion will be there. But you understand what it means, okay? That is what I'm trying to say. So vidhi means it's a rule. The rule means it is imperative, right? It's not imperative. It is suggested. Suggested as a rule that you do this. Okay. So basically, you know, example would be vastrani bhavan prakshalayet. Okay. Your, not your. Okay. Yeah. Bhavan means you. You should wash your clothes. Okay. Although, you know, when you tell somebody, okay, you go wash your clothes. So you go wash your clothes and you should wash your clothes. They have a similar meaning. You follow? They have a similar meaning. But one is a request, you go and do this. Okay. Whereas the other one is, it's a setting up a rule that you better do this. Okay. Anyway, so that subtle difference is there. And usually we don't have to worry about it when we are doing our analysis, because when you synthesize, then the question comes, should I use this or should I use that? Okay. In that scenario, when you're giving a command to a subordinate, somebody who's younger than you, all that, then you use lot. But if somebody is elder and somebody else that you want to ask them to request them to do something, then you do. Then you use the ling lakara. Okay, that is one thing. The other thing is basically any rule that is set up. Okay, then in that scenario also ling is used. The second scenario in which the vidhi is used, vidhi ling is used, is called nimantrana. Okay, nimantrana. So suppose you are telling somebody to do something, and that has to be definitely be done. That is called nimantrana. Nimantrana is not it is more of a Vedic type of a scenario is where the nimantrana comes in picture. The colloquial meaning of nimantrana is to invite somebody. It's not that type of a nimantrana. This nimantrana is basically, it means that you sit here and eat. Why? Because you sit somewhere else and eat, it will incur some papa. Okay, that type of a usage is there. So basically, you, whatever is definitely has to be done, avashya kartavya, and the motivation to definitely do it in that way is what is called nimantrana. Okay. Example could be iha bhavan bhunjita. Okay, the bhunjita is a ling prayoga. So that the type of a nimantrana use also this is used. The next one is amantrana. Okay, in difference between nimantrana and amantrana is that if you do not do this like this, right? If you do not do it in this manner, papa is incurred, accrued. Whereas in amantrana, if you do not, okay, if you do not do it in this manner, papa may not be accrued. That type of a subtle meaning is there. Okay, don't ask me why are we doing this. Okay, we are doing it for the sake of completion. Okay, now so the example could be iha asit bhavan. Okay, may you sit here. Now you may either sit here or you may not sit here. If you decide not to sit here, this again, it's an invitation, you know, a request to you to sit here. You may sit here, you may not sit here. If you sit here, fine. If you don't sit here, also fine, right? But you should eat here. That usage nimantrana was, that was more to do with, you should not eat somewhere else. This is the only place where you should eat. That type of a nimantrana is there. If you eat somewhere else, you will incur papa. Okay, that type of a usage. Again, some subtleties, but you pull the thread. So let's go into it. Okay, just couple, a few more. Okay, the next one is adhishtha. Okay, So Adishta means you are respectfully suggesting. Okay. Satkar Purvako Vyaparaha. Satkar Purvakaha Vyaparaha. In this scenario also ling is used. Okay. Putram Adhyapayet Bhavan. Okay. I respectfully suggest, this is not there in the statement. Okay. You may teach my son. Putram Bhavan, you Bhavan Putram son Adhyapayet. Okay, you teach him. Okay. So that is the meaning of Adhishta.
I know one restaurant. Its name was Nimantran. I wonder if they knew the meaning, what is mentioned here.
Okay, so the next one is you may have a doubt and you want to ask a question. Some prashna. Okay. Some prashna. By the way, Adhishta, it could be respectfully you suggest. And it could also mean a lovingly you advise. Loving advice. A suggestion. Okay. Some prashna. So some prashna, where some means to make prashna is a doubt. Prashna is a question. Okay. And that question has been asked for the sake of clarity. Okay. The idea is, you know, it is not question. Okay, why is this? Why is lot and ling same? Okay, I'm not saying anything to that. But the idea is the doubt is asked with bho vedam adhiya uta tarkam. Okay, the example is bho vedam adhiya should I do the adhyayanam of veda uta tarkam. Okay, so the question that is asked is not, it is not to question the teacher or question somebody. Okay, the question that is asked is there is a genuine doubt and you are asking it to verify something. These look similar. Why is this correct? Right? Is this correct? Am I right? So that type of a prashna is some prashna. Okay. I'm distinguishing between a prashna and a some prashna. Okay. So pariksha lokan karma chitan nirveda mayat nasti akrita kritena tavijnanartam guru vivavi kachet smit panihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. Okay. There some prashna is not used. But, you know, generally knowing which, right? What can be known? That type of a question if it is asked. Okay. I'm sorry, I keep getting these interruptions from work. Okay. One second. So when a question is asked, the question is asked where there's a genuine doubt, and the doubt is asked in order to verify something. Then some prashna. Some prashnena sevaya. There also a question is asked to verify something. Am I right? The final usage is prarthana. prarthana. Prarthana is to ask for something. Again, it's a request. Request. May I have it? Okay. Bhojanam labheya. Okay, the meaning would be I long to acquire, or rather I should acquire food. Okay. But it is basically, the should is not should as such. That's why I'm going to say it's a request. I should acquire food means may I get food? Okay, may I get food? It's a request. May I get food? May I have it? So these are the various meanings in which vidhi, nimantrana, amantrana, adishta, samprashna, prarthaneshu, ling. In this meaning is the ling lakara is used. You see? Okay. But in Vedas, whenever you look to Vedas, you'll find that if there is a Vedic mandate, vidhiling is always there. In fact, if at all in Vedas, if at all you see the lat lakara, but if it is a mandate, you have to convert it into ling. You have to convert it into vidhiling. Okay? That is the meaning of ling. And lot has similar meaning, but I think generally lot you will use when you are to a subordinate when something has to be done. Lot. Okay. Any questions there?
No. Sorry, there are typo in prarthana and may I get.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Prarthana. Prarthana. Yeah, it is Sanskritam. So it is not Prarthana. It is Prarthana.
There is a typo error in the Vastrani Bhavan Prakshalayet, right?
Prakshalayet, yeah. Prakshalayet. Thank you.
May I get food?
Prakshalayet.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was so concentrated on explaining. Maybe I would definitely have a lot of time.
Yeah, that's why I didn't
say
anything.
May. Yeah. No worries. Yeah, may I get food. Thank you. What else? Anything else that you see obvious?
Prarthana is a pratipadika.
Prarthana. Yeah. Prarthaneshu. Otherwise, how will you get prarthaneshu? So, prarthana is fine. Prarthana is correct. Prarthana.
We didn't heard these words. So.
Prarthana. Prarthana. You must have heard that word, right? Prarthana. Prarthana. Okay. Prarthana. Which is desire, solicitate, or prayer. Okay. But prarthana is asking, begging. You see that? This is what we are talking about. Prarthana.
Good to know it.
Yeah. Prarthanam is also a wish, a desire. So it is prakarshena artha. Okay. And artha, dhatu, you get lyut pratyaya, you get arthana, arthanam. Prakarshena arthanam prarthanam. Okay? So the pratipadikam is prarthana. Somewhere it will say lute. Yeah, see. Prakarsha artha lute. Prarthana. Okay, I think second part of the statement we'll do next time. Purushakarena vina daivam nasidhyati. He's saying that just like only with one wheel, the chariot cannot have any movement. Similarly, just with fate only, okay, without Purushakara, so without the effort, only with the fate, nothing can be achieved. That is the meaning. So na siddhyati, kim na siddhyati, daivam na siddhyati, kena vina, purushakarena vina. Purushakara means the man effort, manly effort, not manly effort, man effort. Means in this case, that's a literal meaning, man effort. But what it means is that whatever effort that you have to do, if you don't do that effort, you will not be able to, just by doing that effort, you cannot say that fate, with only fate, I will be able to achieve something. Just because, just like with one particular wheel, the chariot cannot proceed further. So you similarly, there are two wheels required. You need fate also, and you, that is daivam also is required, and effort is also required. Okay?
Kalpeshji, prakarshana, what is the literal meaning of prakarshana?
Prakarshana. Prakrushta is one meaning. Prakarshana. Prakarshanam is not prakarshanam. Okay, prakarsha. Prakarshanam. So this is the meaning, prakarshana. Prakarshana means act of drawing away, attracting, plowing, duration, excellence. I think this is the meaning in which we are using. Prakarshena. In that usage. Excellence. Something that is best, right? So artha means to ask. Okay. Prartha. Prakarshena artha. Okay. That means that to ask for something, to, here the prakarsha means to ask, you know, it is adjectivable. It is adverbial, sorry, not adjectivable. Adverbial. What I mean by adverbial means it is amplifying the action that is done in further excellence. Okay. So you ask, you beg for it. Okay, that is the prakarshena artha. Artha means to ask for it, and prakarsha means you really beg for it. You know, when I say that, really beg, right? That pra, prakrushta, prakarsha, right? That pra upasarga, it enhances the meaning of the action. So namanam, right? Okay. And then prana becomes pranama. So now the namanam is with more superiority, more excellence. You follow?
Great, thank you.
Okay, so that pra, it is an upasarga that it brings in more depth to the actual action. I'm just using the word depth loosely there. Okay. To attract very much is prakarsha.
Is it the same for pravritti also?
So vritti, yes, vritti is some activity, right? You going here, going there is activity. Pravritti means some activity which is very well focused activity. Pravritti. Okay, so the pra has that quality of bringing in, you know, bringing in, adding more meaning to the dhatu. Okay, there's a book called Upasarga Chandrika, where a lot of different meanings of these dhatus, these These upasargas is very well explained. Dhatu with upasarga, what meanings can it bring about, right? That is explained in that. It's a 6-volume book, by the way. It gives you, explains you for every single dhatu, for every single upasarga, what are the meanings.
You just can't stop wondering about the language and its beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is the nice thing, right? I think over a period of time, you'll find, you know, that the what you study and all that, you know, you'll find the meaning actually shines. I mean, that's the beauty. You see what the teachers, they explain and how they explain it, and then in what way the various meanings, you know, the I think this Monday evening, right? You're already the day is over. I'm sorry.